next to the Wareham. And again, Kathy Dawes, my pleasure today to have with me C. Clyde Jones, 95 years old today, also Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce President Lyle Butler. We're reminiscing a bit about some of the roles that C. Clyde's played, you know, throughout his years of service to the Manhattan community. And I think, Lyle, you wanted to add a few special recognitions that have come C. Clyde's way.
Yeah, the Chamber of Commerce, I didn't start them. They started well before I came to town. It has two annual awards that we do at our annual meeting every year. The Lud Fisher Citizen of the Year, and then it was the Volunteer of the Year. And C. Clyde Jones is one of two people that has won both the Lud Fisher Citizen of the Year Award and Volunteer of the Year Award. And for those that may not know who Lud Fisher is, and C. Clyde can fill in the blanks, but he was the executive director for the Manhattan Chamber for 27 years, I believe that's right. I've made it to 17 and a half, and I've told people I'm not sure I'm going to make it to 27. But it was honored because of the kind of individual Lud Fisher was and how he was committed. He was in so many different areas, and because of what C. Clyde Jones has done over the years, he was honored. And it was 2001, I think. Was that the Lud Fisher? Yeah, that was the Lud Fisher Award that he was recognized that year for. And then a few years later, in 2011, he was recognized as Volunteer of the Year. And probably he could have won that award for 40 years as Volunteer of the Year. And that didn't have a name associated with it. In fact, when I came to town, I said, I asked our board of directors, how come we don't have a name associated with a Volunteer of the Year? Because we had Lud Fisher Citizen of the Year. And they said, well, we just haven't found the appropriate name for that yet. And I actually have to give credit to John Armbrust, who many of your listeners know, and he used to work at the chamber. And one day, and he and I are good personal friends, too, and John said to me, he said, you know, Lyle, if we ever wanted to name the name of that award, I think C. Clyde Jones is the person that we should. You know, and I sat there, and I couldn't believe it, and I said, John, duh, we should have done that a long time ago. So anyway, I went to my chamber executive committee, and I didn't even get the words out of my mouth about what the recommendation was, and they said yes, and then we had to take it to the chamber board of directors. Again, I didn't get the words out of my mouth, and it was the motion was made and seconded before I even finished what I wanted to say, and they just said that's the appropriate. And then the greatest honor for me was to be able to go to C. Clyde Jones' home and talk to he and Midge and tell them what we were going to do. So now in perpetuity, it is now the C. Clyde Jones Volunteer of the Year. And as long as C. Clyde Jones wants to do it, we invite him up on the stage before we make the announcement of the Volunteer of the Year. So he is there to greet the Volunteer of the Year each time. And I think by winning both of those recognitions says a lot about the individual that is sitting next to me.
And volunteerism is so important. But C. Clyde, I'm sure you're proud of this being named in your honor. And just some of your thoughts when Lyle came to your house and told you this.
Well, what I told the chamber annual meeting the night they recognized me with that chain, I said, well, Bill Snyder has a highway in the stadium. I now have an award. No, I was literally thrilled to death, and as a result of that, really got a lot closer to Lucy Williams, who I think became president the year after that, and then Kristen Brighton. Both of those women have become very good friends, and it wouldn't have happened, I think, without that award. And then last year, the person who received it was somebody that I'd known since I first came to Manhattan in 1960, Dixie Roberts.
Yep. Oh, yes, and Dixie. What a tremendous person.
She's another great lady in our community. And to me, it's just it's of my 17 years being here, when people say, oh, one of the great things was going to see Clyde Jones and Midge's house and sitting down with them. In fact, I called him up. It was after Christmas. I said, I got a Christmas gift for you. And He said, "Oh, Lyle, you didn't need to do that." And I said, "Well, have you got some time?" And said, "Well, I think you can come out, you know, in an hour or so." So I got the car, went out, and sat down, and I said, "Here's your Christmas gift, C. Clyde Jones, and it comes from the community and something that they want to do."
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I truly feel honored to have that, and it's just been overwhelming, not just for this week, but for the last several years, to have the recognition I've received from the community. It's a community I love so dearly, and I told the city on the proclamation night there were two things that happened that I didn't expect. I didn't expect to live this long, and didn't expect to remain in Manhattan for 57 years.
Are you going to get some rest after today's event with the Rotary? And I know they're doing sort of a roast for you, and that should be interesting too.
Well, but I don't know whether I will rest or not. The adrenaline flows so fast that sometimes you can't rest.
Exactly.
Well, Kathy, I think one of the things, too, just before we run out of time, that I've told C. Clyde this for years, I said, when I retire, I want to be just like C. Clyde Jones and give back to the community, because he has. And he has made a difference in so many lives that it's just you couldn't count it. So when I do that, he's my role model, and because he's done so many different things, he's volunteered, he's been part, and I think for me that's great. You always have to have role models of what do you want to do next, or when you grow up, what do you want to do, what role model. And for me, I think the kind of commitment that actually both that C. Clyde and his wife Midge did just is incredible. They've got a run now and a walk, and they just continue. Shepherd's Crossing, you could just, the list, United Way, the list goes on and on, the Chamber, of things that has made a difference in people's lives in this community.
It is incredible. And I shared with him on the very first day that he was on with me, he's like my Manhattan father. I mean, he's about almost exactly my dad's age, who turned 95 last month. But I've kind of adopted him. I don't know if he knew about that or not, but
I love it. And I have to tell you a response to Lyle, which I never thought of until this morning. When I am reincarnated, and that's born again, I want to be just like Lyle Butler.
Well, that's an honor for me, C. Clyde, too.
There are worse things.
We could be Dave Lewis.
No, you wouldn't want that.
No, okay.
No. Sentenced to a career of long hours and low pay.
Well, Dave, I also want to thank you for allowing this to occur, because I think it's appropriate that we recognize people in this community, and I think this is very appropriate.
You've been planning this day for a couple, 3 months at least, haven't you? I remember when you first brought it up with me.
Probably closer to 6 months.
And it was hard to keep it a secret.
Yeah.
Well,
you don't know all that.
The reason it couldn't be kept a secret, the president of the Rotary Club, Vernon Hendricks, said, "Clyde, are you going to be in town on the 21st? Then he told me why I had to be here.
We strategically decided when we were going to tell you. We had a group of us together, including Vern and Rich Wartell and Corey Reeves, and we just put together a lot of ideas and said, hey, this is how we want to honor this man. And it has been a great privilege for me and all of us here at Manhattan Broadcasting to utilize our airwaves, our studio time, to give you some honors that are so, so well-deserved. And by the way, we do have an email birthday wish from one Matt Walters, who says you are a very special person indeed.
Well, and Matt has been a very dear friend.
Well, thank you so much for coming. I have loved co-anchoring with you, C. Clyde. You can do it anytime. So you can take over when I leave. There you go. Again, Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce President Lyle Butler and C. Clyde Jones, a man of the hour, of really the week, the year, that we would say. And you've been listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN.
It's C. Clyde Jones' 95th birthday. What a beautiful day. Moving up on 10 a.m. Tomorrow on K-Man's In Focus, we're going to have a full day here, including some pre-recorded interviews with C. Clyde Jones. CBS News, Clark Howard, Rush Limbaugh, Dan Patrick, and The Game all on the way.
KS State Bank wants to be your bank. Find the solution you've been looking for at kstatebank.com. Member FDIC.